We were talking about habits in our lives.
Hovoríme o zvykoch v našom živote.
Okay, habits that will help us to be successful in our walk here in life.
Sú to zvyky, ktoré nám pomôžu, aby sme v našom živote boli úspešní.
Okay, when you think about your life,
keď premýšľate o svojom živote,
and you recognize, the Bible says that we're running a race.
Biblia hovorí, že dokonca bežíme beh o závod.
Isn't that what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12?
Je to v Židom 12. kapitole.
It gives the picture of those that have gone on before us in heaven watching us run our race.
A tam hovorí dokonca o svedkoch, ktorí sú v nebi a dívajú sa, ako my ten svoj beh bežíme.
Okay? Your Christian life is being run before all of heaven.
Čiže celé nebo sa díva, ako bežíte ten svoj kresťanský život.
Okay? And so when you think about somebody that runs in a race, what do you think about?
A teraz, keď si predstavíte niekoho, ako beží ten svoj beh, o čom asi premýšľa?
Okay, you think about somebody that trains, that's disciplined.
Je to niekto, kto musel trénovať.
Okay? If they're serious about the race they're running, they know there's certain things they have to do.
Ak naozaj chce dobre behať, ten človek si uvedomuje, že sú určité veci, ktoré musí robiť.
Okay? So we're talking about things that we have to do in our life to be successful to run and finish our race.
Že my vlastne hovoríme o tých našich veciach, ktoré my by sme mali robiť, aby keď bežíme ten svoj beh, aby sme boli úspešní.
Now in this heavenly race, we're not competing with other people.
Pri tom našom behu my nesúťažíme s inými.
Okay.
To nie sú naši protivníci, súperi.
Okay. This is a race in the sense of we have to finish the course or finish the planned race.
Ten náš beh vlastne je zameraný na to, aby sme ho dobehli, dokončili.
Okay. And so we want to be able to hear Jesus say to us, well done. Good and faithful servant.
A chceme potom počuť, aby keď dobehneme, Ježiš povedal, dobre si urobil, verný a dobrý služobník.
Okay? That's what we want to hear from the master.
To chceme počuť od nášho pána.
Okay? And the Bible indicates to us that how we run a race.
Čiže Biblia nám hovorí o tom, ako ten beh bežať.
Okay? If we finish our race,
a keď ho dobehneme, ten náš beh,
okay, our attitudes, our motives, our actions,
sú to naše postoje, naša motivácia, to, čo robíme,
okay, will all have an effect upon our reward that we receive from him.
Čiže to všetko sa týka toho nášho behu, čiže nielen to, aby sme dobehli, ale aj tie postoje. A potom to bude mať vplyv na to, akú odmenu dostaneme.
Isn't that right?
Rozumieme, hej?
Remember when Jesus was talking to the seven churches in Revelations 1, 2 and 3.
Zjavenie kapitoly 1 až 3, tam Ježiš hovorí siedmým cirkvám.
To each church he said this.
A každej cirkvi hovorí.
To him that overcomes will I do, and then he would list certain things.
Ten, kto víťazí, ja dám, a potom tam pri každej cirkvi hovorí rôzne veci, ktoré tým ľuďom dá.
And so, you know, when this world we live in passes away.
Čiže keď tento svet, v ktorom žijeme, prestane existovať.
Okay. We know that there is a more real and a more sure place.
Vieme, že existuje miesto, ktoré je ešte reálnejšie a istejšie ako tento svet.
And the race we have run here determines things about that place there.
Ale ten beh, ktorý bežíme tu na zemi, ovplyvní to, čo bude potom v nebi.
Okay? So we talked about the first habit.
Čiže hovorili sme o tom prvom zvyku.
Okay? We said making a habit of feeding our spirit on the word of God.
Čiže urobiť si zvyk z toho, že svojho ľudského ducha sýtime slovom Božím.
Now I'd love to sit here and spend the next couple hours talking about that. I love to talk about that.
Ja veľmi rád hovorím o tejto téme a niekoľko hodín by som bol schopný o tom rozprávať.
But we're going to jump on to the next one.
Ale ideme na bod 2,
okay.
Zvyk 2.
Now, this one may sound a little bit similar, but it's a little bit different too.
Vyzerá podobný, ale je tu aj rozdiel.
Okay, number 2. Okay? The habit of building their faith by listening to God's word every day.
Budovanie viery na základe počúvania Božieho slova každý deň.
Okay?
Že každý deň počúvame Božie slovo a na základe toho si budujeme svoju vieru.
Let's turn to Romans 10 in verse 17.
Je to známy verš Rímanom 10:17.
Romans 10:17.
Rímanom 10:17, kto nájde, môže prečítať.
Okay? Somebody can read that, you know it. I want you to think about this for a moment. Many times we've read this verse over and over, we've heard it in church. And I believe that we've missed something here many times. Because this word, really, you could split it into two sides here.
Môžeme to rozdeliť na dve časti, alebo vidieť to z dvoch strán.
Okay. It says faith comes by hearing.
Čiže viera prichádza skrz počutie.
Okay. And hearing by the word of God.
A počutie, to je to počutie Božieho slova.
Now, I want you to maybe look at this from a different perspective.
A teraz sa chcem, aby sme sa na to pozreli z iného pohľadu.
Because I want to talk about the importance of what you listen to.
Chcem hovoriť o tom, že je dôležité aj to, čo počúvame.
Okay, now I'm not just talking about maybe, you know, the radio station you listen to.
Nehovorím teraz len o nejakej stanici rozhlasovej, ktorú počúvate.
Or anything else, okay.
Alebo hocičomu inému.
Okay, think about this for a moment.
O chvíľočku budeme počúvať.
All through the day you are listening to something.
Celý deň vlastne niečo počúvate.
As you ride on the bus.
Napríklad idete autobusom.
You're talking to yourself.
Môžete hovoriť sami k sebe.
You're listening to something continually.
Vlastne neustále niečo počúvate.
You're thinking about something.
Stále o niečom premýšľate.
Now, here's a thought.
A teraz?
Faith comes by hearing.
Viera prichádza skrz počutie.
Faith in what?
Viera v čo?
Now sometimes see we're real spiritual about things and we miss some practical things.
Čiže niekedy všetko berieme tak duchovne a tie praktické veci nám uniknú.
If you listen, for example, to the television news.
Keď počúvate napríklad správy v televízii.
Okay, and that, you know, you think about that and listen to that all the time.
A možno to, potom premýšľate o tom dlho, čo počujete v tých správach.
What's going to happen?
Čo sa stane?
You will begin to have faith in the things that they're telling you.
A začnite veriť veciam, ktoré vám povedali.
See, we have to recognize something.
Čiže treba rozumieť.
You can have faith in God and His Word.
Môžeme si budovať vieru v Boha a v Jeho slovo.
Or you can have faith in your job.
Alebo vieru môžeme mať v svojom zamestnaní.
In the government.
Vo vláde,
in many different things.
V rôzne veci môžeme veriť.
What you listen to will affect where your faith is at.
Čiže to, čo načúvame, to ovplyvní, kde bude naša viera, alebo v čo budeme veriť.
Okay, now I realize maybe this is a little bit different than we've thought about sometimes.
Uvedomujem si, že je to trošku iný pohľad, ako obyčajne vnímame tieto verše, okay. Tento verš.
But see, sometimes, see, we can have faith or believe in something that is contrary, opposite to the Word of God.
Ale môže sa nám stať, že si budujeme vieru na niečom, alebo veríme v niečo, čo je v opozícii k slovu Božiemu.
We're watching the evening news.
Pozeráme si večerné správy.
And they come on and they say, well, we're beginning flu season.
Začína chrípková sezóna.
The Minister of Health wants to encourage everyone to come and get a vaccination against, you know, this flu.
Minister zdravotníctva pozbudzuje každého, aby sa dal zaočkovať proti tejto chrípke.
The Ministry of Health is estimating that 70% of the population will have this flu this season.
Ministerstvo zdravotníctva predpokladá, že až 75% obyvateľstva dostane túto sezónu, túto chrípku.
You know, and you keep hearing these messages.
A stále počúvate podobné správy.
You know, and it's like, yeah, boy, everybody's going to get the flu.
Každý bude mať chrípku.
Yeah, I'm you know, I'll probably get the flu too.
No a ja ju asi dostanem.
Yeah, and, you know, and so I better go get that vaccination.
Asi sa pôjdem dať zaočkovať.
Okay, now, that's sort of a little bit silly example.
Možno je to taký hlúpy príklad.
Okay, but here's my point.
Ale čo chcem povedať?
Okay, we're talking about habits of successful believers.
Hovoríme o zvykoch veriacich, ktorí sú úspešní veriaci.
Successful believers have a habit of listening to God's word every day throughout the day.
Čiže tí úspešní veriaci si urobia zvyk z toho, že budú načúvať celý deň Božie slovo.
Okay, what does that mean?
Čo to znamená?
Well, I mean, in a very practical way, I could take my iPod or MP3 player, put it in my pocket, have my headphones on, and I could listen to the word of God through the day.
Čiže prakticky to znamená, že na moju MP3 si môžem nahrať Božie slovo a celý deň ho môžem počúvať.
That's good.
To je dobré.
Okay? But, okay?
Ale.
Okay? Here's another perspective as well.
Ešte ďalší pohľad.
Okay? And this ties in to point habit number 3.
A to sa týka aj toho zvyku 3.
Okay? And I'm going to talk about these together because they go together.
A budem hovoriť o obidvoch týchto okay. zvykoch, lebo sú spojené.
Okay? Successful Christians have the habit of speaking God's word over themselves and their lives.
Takže úspešný veriaci má zvyk toto Božie slovo hovoriť nad sebou a nad situáciami svojho života.
Okay? So, we have the habit of listening to the word of God.
Čiže máme zvyk, že načúvame to Božie slovo.
The habit of speaking God's word.
Ale máme aj zvyk, že to Božie slovo hovoríme.
Okay? And I'm going to give you habit number 4 just because this all kind of ties together.
Aj ten zvyk 4 je spojený s týmto, takže poviem aj ten.
Okay? They have a habit of controlling their thought life by filling their minds with God's word.
A zvyk kontrolovať svoj myšlienkový svet tým, že stále premýšľajú o Božom slove, čiže aj premýšľajú o Božom slove.
Okay, so let's look at several scriptures here.
A pozrieme sa do niekoľkých veršov.
Okay. Let's look over in the book of Matthew.
Ideme do Matúša teraz. Matúš.
Okay, now. I'm going to kind of tie all these together because I think it'll can kind of see how all these things come together.
No, skúsim to pospájať, lebo naozaj to vlastne jedno vyplýva z druhého.
In Matthew chapter 8.
Je to Matúš 8. kapitola.
We see this story of a centurion whose servant was sick.
Je to príbeh o rímskom stotníkovi, jeho sluha ochorel.
And he came to Jesus and he said, "My servant is at home sick." And Jesus said, "I will come and heal him."
Však Ježišovi a hovorí, "Môj sluha je chorý." A Ježiš hovorí, "Ja prídem a uzdravím ho."
Okay, and in verse 8,
8. verš,
this centurion answers Jesus and says this.
Stotník odpovedá Ježišovi a hovorí,
he says, "Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come to my house."
Nie som hoden, aby si prišiel do môjho domu.
He says, "But speak the word only and my servant will be healed."
Stačí, keď len prehovoríš, povieš slovo a môj sluha bude uzdravený.
He says, "I'm a man under authority."
Som muž pod autoritou.
I have soldiers under me. I tell this one, go do this, and he goes and does it.
Mám pod sebou vojakov a poviem tomuto, aby to urobil, a on ide a urobí to.
And Jesus goes on and he says, Jesus was amazed.
A Ježiš bol udivený.
And he says, "I have not seen such great faith in all of Israel."
V celom Izraeli som nevidel takú veľkú vieru.
Okay? This man simply said, "Speak the word."
Čiže muž hovorí Ježišovi, len povedz slovo.
Okay? Here's something powerful that we need to realize.
Je to niečo mocné, čo si treba uvedomiť.
Your words have power.
Vaše slova majú moc. Amen.
Okay? The book of Proverbs, chapter 18.
Príslovie 18. kapitola. Príslovie 18.
Okay? Let's read verse 20 and 21.
Prečítame si verše 20 a 21. Čiže je to príslovie 18. kapitola, verše 20 a 21.
Go ahead, Katka.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The power of life and death are in the words that we speak.
Čiže moc smrti a života je v slovách, ktoré hovoríme.
The power to bless and to curse is in your mouth.
Moc požehnať a prekliať je takisto vo vašich ústach.
Now, something that we need to realize is this.
Čo si treba uvedomiť?
Okay. My name is Don.
Volám sa Don.
I'm your friend.
A som váš priateľ.
Okay. We are living in some way, in many ways, we are living in what we've been speaking.
V mnohých oblastiach života žijeme podľa toho, čo sme predtým povedali.
What you've been speaking over your life is part of what you're living in today.
Čiže to, čo hovoríte nad svojím životom, tak dôsledky toho v rôznych oblastiach žijete dnes.
Now, that doesn't mean everything. You understand that, okay?
Nehovorím všetko, čo žijete, ale mnohé veci.
Okay, don't twist that and take it out of what I'm saying.
Neprekrúťte to, neberte to tak, ako to nehovorím.
But it is important for us to recognize that our words are working in our life.
Treba si naozaj ale uvedomiť, že to, čo hovoríme, pracuje v našom živote.
Our words release faith in our life.
Naše slova môžu uvoľniť vieru v našom živote. Okay.
Whatever you believe in.
Čiže to, čomu veríte.
Do you believe the report of the health minister?
Veríte tomu, čo hovorí minister zdravotníctva?
Okay. If you have faith in his words.
Ak veríte jeho slovám.
And you believe what he says.
A veríte, čo hovorí,
and you speak that out of your mouth.
Budete to hovoriť svojimi ústami.
It will come to fruit, come to pass in your life.
A tak sa to potom stane aj vo vašom živote.
Okay? Now this is why I was saying the importance of listening to the word of God.
Preto hovorím, že je dôležité načúvať slovo Božie.
And our next habit about thinking in God's thoughts, God's word, God's ways.
A aj potom ten ďalší zvyk, keď premýšľame o tých Božích slovách.
Because see, if we're feeding ourselves so that faith comes in God.
Čiže keď sa sýtime tak, že naša viera je vlastne v Boha.
Then we can say, okay, yeah, I know that in, you know, in the world, or, you know, they're saying there's going to be flu.
Môžem povedať, dobre. Áno, hovorí sa, že vo svete bude teraz chrípka.
But God says,
I
am your healer.
Že Boh je ten, kto ma uzdravuje.
He says, I will give you health.
Boh hovorí, že on mi dá zdravie.
Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law.
Kristus ma vykúpil z prekliatia zákona.
Part of the curse of the law is sickness and disease and poverty.
A časť toho prekliatia zákona je aj choroba, je aj chudoba.
Jesus paid the price for me to be delivered out of that kingdom and out from under that curse.
A Ježiš zaplatil, aby som ja mohol byť vyslobodený z toho kráľstva temnoty a z toho prekliatia.
I believe what Jesus said and what Jesus did.
A ja verím tomu, čo Ježiš povedal a čo Ježiš urobil.
And so, my words will be, I'm not going to get it.
Ja nedostanem tú chrípku, to sú moje slova.
I'm going to live in health.
Ja budem zdravý.
Okay? Can you see the difference there?
Čiže vidíte ten rozdiel?
Okay? See, sometimes people will try to just, you know, say whatever.
Niekedy ľudia myslia, že môžu hocičo povedať.
Okay, but we need to understand the importance of what we've been listening to.
Ale musíme vidieť celú tú reťaz, že je dôležité to, čo načúvame.
What we've been meditating and thinking on.
O čom premýšľame, o čom rozjímame.
Okay, because see, what we believe when we speak,
lebo to, čomu veríme a čo hovoríme,
has power.
Má moc. Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, successful people have a habit of speaking the word of God over their lives.
Čiže úspešní ľudia majú, teda kresťania, majú jeden zo zvykov, že to slovo Božie hovoria nad svojim životom.
Okay? Now, you know, sometimes I've been around people and they'll do this. They'll say something funny. Like, who knows, we might just go out here and drive and, you know, have an accident and get killed and we'll be in heaven. But they're being silly when they say it.
Aha. Že niekedy niekto povie, no dobre, pôjdem autom a možno budem mať nehodu, neprežijem to a dostanem sa do neba. A hovoria to ako zo žartu.
Or they'll say things, we say jokingly.
Yes, zo žartu hovoria takto veci.
But they're negative things.
Ale je to negatívna vec. Yes.
And they say, well, I don't believe it's going to happen.
A oni vám potom povedia, to len tak žartujem, ja ani neverím, že sa to stane.
But that's not wise.
Yes, ale to nie je múdre. Yes.
Okay? Because when you are speaking things,
čiže, to, čo hovoríme,
we need to understand the spiritual realm.
Treba rozumieť aj tej duchovnej rovine.
Our words have power.
Naše slova majú moc.
And those words, they can open things or
yes.
Shut things.
A tieto slova môžu niektoré veci otvoriť a niektoré zatvoriť.
How many of you remember the story of Daniel in the Old Testament?
Všetci asi poznáme príbeh Daniela zo Starého zákona.
The Bible says that he had set himself to pray and seek the Lord.
On sa rozhodol modliť sa a hľadať Pána.
And he had asked the Lord for some specific things.
A pýtal sa Pána na určité veci.
And it says he was fasting and praying for 21 days.
A hovorí sa tam, že on sa modlil a postil 21 dní.
And on that 21st day, the angel of the Lord came to him.
A ten 21. deň, ten anjel Pánov prišiel k nemu.
You remember the story, right?
Takže pamätáte si tento príbeh?
And the angel said, from the first day you were prayed, I was sent with the answer.
A ten anjel mu hovorí, že od prvého dňa, ako sa začal modliť, už ma poslali s odpoveďou.
But here's what is so interesting to me.
A pre mňa je toto veľmi zaujímavé.
Okay, he said, but I was withstood, or in other words, there was a battle between me and the prince of Persia.
A musel som bojovať s tým kniežaťom Perzie.
But he said, I have come for your words.
Ale hovorí, že na tie tvoje slova som prišiel, alebo na základe tých tvojich slov som prišiel.
That is so powerful.
To je veľmi mocné.
See, our words are the keys that unlock things.
Čiže naše slova sú určité nástroje, ktorými môžeme odomýkať veci.
Okay? And see, if you're just throwing words out here, negative things,
ak len tak sa pohrávate so slovami a hovoríte nejaké negatívne veci aj len zo žartu,
do you realize that the enemy can also use those things against you?
Že nepriateľ môže tieto slova použiť proti vám.
Jesus said something very interesting in the book of Matthew.
Matúšovi Ježiš hovorí niečo veľmi zaujímavé.
Jesus said, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven.
Čokoľvek zviažete na zemi, bude zviazané aj v nebi.
Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
A čokoľvek rozviažete na zemi, bude rozviazané aj v nebi.
Okay? Notice, it always began in earth
yes.
And affected the heavens.
Čiže začne to na zemi a má to vplyv aj do neba.
Now the Bible speaks about different levels of the heavens.
A Biblia hovorí o rôznych úrovniach neba.
But when we realize that we have the ability with our words to bind and loose things in the heavens, in the spiritual realm.
Ale treba si uvedomiť, že našimi slovami môžeme zväzovať alebo rozväzovať veci aj v tej duchovnej rovine.
We'll be much more careful about what we say.
Čiže ak si toto uvedomujeme, tak asi si budeme dávať naozaj o mnoho väčší pozor na to, čo hovoríme.
So one of the habits that we want to develop in our life is this.
Čiže jeden zo zvykov, ktorý si chceme naozaj rozvinúť v svojom živote.
That we're constantly listening to the word of God or listening to things that are going to build our faith in Christ.
Čiže načúvanie Božieho slova, načúvanie vecí, ktoré budú budovať našu vieru v Krista.
Okay? So that means we don't want to listen to things that are going to destroy or things that are going to work against us.
Čiže nebudeme načúvať veci, ktoré nás môžu ničiť alebo pracovať proti nám.
Amen? Hallelujah. Now, are you getting anything out of this today?
Čiže dáva vám niečo toto, čo rozprávam dnes?
Okay, good, okay. All right, good, okay. You know, last night we were eating dinner with some friends.
Včera sme mali večeru s priateľmi.
And it blessed me because my boys kept talking about how good it was.
Afterwards?
Yeah, well, even through the meal, oh, this is good. This is really good.
Takže chlapcom to veľmi chutilo, aj počas večera, aj po večeri, stále si to tak hovorili, aká dobrá večera.
And you know how sometimes when you sit down to eat a meal,
a niekedy len tak sedíte a jete,
and the person that cooked it, they'll say, now, is that good?
A ten, čo to uvaril, sa vás pýta, a je
is that,
to chutí,
tasting good to you?
Yeah,
and they're like, oh yeah, this is great.
Áno,
oh,
dobre,
really good, okay?
Výborné.
So I'm just wanting to make sure this is good, okay?
Takže ja chcem len vás uistiť, že naozaj sme mali dobrú večeru.
If what I'm giving out here, if it's helping you, okay? It feels good, okay?
A aj to, čo vám dávam, že tiež sa pýtam, že varím teda tú večeru, tak sa vás pýtam, že chutí vám. No,
okay, amen, okay.
It's not right. Kapusnica, but it's not.
I know. Yeah.
I'm joking.
No, that's okay, good.
Hovoríš, že nie je to kapusnica, ale je to veľmi dobre.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay.
Hallelujah.
You know, our words determine our direction in life.
Čiže naše slova určujú vlastne nasmerovanie v našom živote.
Okay.
Na zem asi sa dosadnú.
What do you want to see?
Čo chcete vidieť?
Okay. You begin to speak what you want to see in your life.
Takže budete vidieť to v svojom živote, čo hovoríte.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The habit, one of the habits of successful believers is they're speaking life and blessing over their life.
Takže ten úspešný zvyk a zvyk úspešných veriacich je, že nad svojim životom hovoria život.
You know, you might be sitting here today saying, "But yeah, but what do you do when something bad happens?"
A možno sa teraz pýtate, no a čo robím, keď sa udeje niečo zlé?
Okay? Has anybody ever had something bad happen?
Stalo niekomu niečo zlé?
Something unexpected.
Niečo, čo ani neočakával.
Here, I don't know, maybe it's been, oh, it's probably been a year, 2 years ago, maybe now.
Aha, asi 2 roky to je dozadu.
We came out, or Seisha, I don't remember, anyway, we came out to get into our car. We were parked somewhere in Prague.
V Prahe sme nikdy zaparkovali a išli sme k autu.
And it was just a car that somebody had loaned to us. It wasn't even our car. We were just driving it, you know.
Ale to nebolo naše auto, nikto nám ho požičal.
Somebody had hit the car.
Niekto do neho vrazil.
Here was the whole front part of the car laying on the ground.
Celá predná časť auta ležala na zemi.
I was looking at this saying, oh.
Tak dívam sa na to a
you know?
Tak to asi reagoval.
That's not a very good feeling.
To asi nie je dobrý pocit.
Because automatically my mind is thinking, oh, great, you know, how much money am I going to have to pay?
Čiže prvá vec, čo ma napadla, že no, koľko nás to bude stáť?
Okay, but I said this out of my mouth. I didn't feel like it, but I said it.
Čiže necítil som to, ale povedal som slova, ktoré som vyslovil teda nahlas.
this is going to work out for my benefit.
Toto sa obráti na moje dobré.
God's going to work this out for good.
Boh to zmení na dobré.
Well, when we got in the car, I realized that somebody had put a little piece of paper there.
Že keď sme si sadli do auta, tak som si všimol, že niekto mi tam nejaký kúsok papiera dal.
They wrote their telephone number on it.
Bolo tam telefónne číslo.
With information about who hit the car.
A bola tam informácia toho, kto vrazil do toho auta.
And if you need help as a witness, call me.
Ak potrebujete pomoc ako svedka, tak mi zavolajte.
But the whole thing ended up, everything was taken care of.
Takže skončilo to celé tak, že o všetko bolo postarané.
And a matter of fact, there was even some, it even took care of, there had been another problem on the car that they also fixed, that I didn't have to pay for.
Ešte tam to auto, keď teda dávali dokopy, tak tam našli ešte niečo, čo bolo treba s tým autom na tom aute opraviť a oni to zahrnuli do toho, takže ja som ani za to nemusel platiť.
But I'm just saying that, I could have said something negative.
Chcem len povedať, že mohol som niečo negatívne povedať.
But I said, Lord, I think, Lord, this is going to work out. This is going to be
ale
good.
Ale ja som povedal, Pane, Ty to všetko zmeníš, zariadiš to, bude to na dobre.
Okay? So even when things happen, we just begin to say, Lord, thank You that You're on my side, that You're helping me.
Čiže aj, nech sa hocičo stane, môžeme povedať, Pane, Ti ďakujem, že si na mojej strane a že mi pomôžeš.
Okay? Be careful of pressure situations.
Čiže treba si dávať pozor najmä pri situáciách, ktoré na nás vyvinú tlak.
Because the enemy wants to push you to say negative things over your life.
No, nepriateľ vás chce dostať do situácií, keď začnete nad svojim životom hovoriť negatívne veci.
You know, sometimes maybe things will happen in a family relationship.
Môže sa niečo stať v rodinných vzťahoch.
Or maybe somebody you're working with or whatever.
Nejaký spolupracovník napríklad. And, čo medzi vami a spolupracovníkom.
You know, there's pressure and
ste pod tlakom.
And you know sometimes maybe you're feeling a little bit, impatient or maybe even a little bit angry.
Môžete cítiť, že ste netrpezliví, že ste nahnevaní.
Okay, and you feel like saying some negative things.
A vnímate, že by ste chceli niečo negatívne povedať.
Okay? You know, just like riding a horse. You grab hold of those reins and you pull it back.
Mhm. Ako keď jazdíte na koňovi a na koni a zoberiete tú úzdu a stiahnete toho koňa, aby proste zastal, aby nešiel ďalej.
Don't speak.
Čiže nehovorte.
Just anything.
Nemusíte vtedy nič povedať.
Here, I think it was last month, I had given Sasha a large amount of money, several thousand crowns. Mm-hmm, okay, yeah, 2,000 crowns.
Ale to žiadlo som sa ešte dal 2,000 českých korún.
And she was going to pay for some krožeks that our boys were in.
Mm-hmm. A nejaký krožok, kde chlapci chodia, mala zaplatiť.
So later that day, she called me on the telephone.
A neskôr ten deň mi telefonovala.
And she said, you gave me that money, right?
Dal si mi tie peniaze však.
I said, yes.
Spodala, áno.
She said, what did I do with it?
Čo som s nimi urobila?
And I said, you put it in your pocket.
Dal si si ich do vrecka.
And it was quiet for a few seconds.
Chvíľu bolo ticho.
And she says, it's not there.
Hovorí, nie sú tam.
I've looked everywhere, I can't find it.
Že všade hľadám a nemôžem ich nájsť.
What am I going to do?
Čo budem robiť?
I said, okay. I just said, well, we'll talk about it when you come home.
Dobre, tak keď sa vrátiš domov, sa porozprávame.
And so I was, when she came home, she was upset.
Mm-hmm, keď sa vrátila domov, tak ona bola nahnevaná.
I mean, because it was, you know, it's like...
Someone found it, yes?
Let me finish the story, okay? Gabrielle is trying to help me here. Okay, so, anyway, so she came home, she was upset because she lost the money.
Takže keď sa vrátila domov, bola nahnevaná, lebo stratila peniaze.
And she asked me, she says, aren't you upset at me?
A pýta sa ma, hnevaš sa na mňa?
You know, because I think she was expecting me to, say something to her.
A očakávala teda, že niečo asi poviem na to?
And I was like, well, yeah, I'm not happy.
bola tak šťastný nie som.
But I just I said I believe the Lord's going to take care of it.
Ale verím, že Pán sa postará.
And one of our, I don't know, one of our boys, I think, had even said, well, let's just pray and ask the Lord to have his angels help us find it.
Takže jeden z chlapcov našich navrhol, že aby sme sa za to modlili a požiadali nejakého aniela, aby ich našiel, alebo pána, aby pán poslal nejakého aniela a našiel tie peniaze.
So we stayed in peace.
Takže sme zostali v pokoji.
We didn't speak anything negative.
Nič negatívne sme nepovedali.
And so Sesha was calling all over. She was asking, you know, anybody, anything, any place that she could think of.
Seša skúšala všelikde volať, či niekde tie peniaze sa neobjavili.
But the next morning,
ďalšie ráno,
we went to get in the car.
Sme išli do auta.
And laying on the seat was the money.
A na sedadle boli peniaze.
Now, she looked all over the car.
Ona pozerala auto.
And had never seen it.
I mean,
so I don't know if an angel put it there. I don't know. But the money was there. Now, you might say, well, that's just a silly story. But you know, I'm just saying that when things happen, be careful what you say.
Ale chcem vám toľko povedať, že všeličo sa môže stať, keď sa vám niečo takéto stane, tak dávajte pozor na to, čo budete hovoriť.
Because I expected that the Lord, as he did, the money came back.
Ja som očakával, že pán to tak urobí, že tie peniaze sa vrátia.
Or I expected that the money would come to us, back to us another way.
Alebo že ich vráti nejako inak.
Okay, because the devil is not going to steal from me.
Že diabol nebude mi kradnúť.
Okay, don't let him steal from you. Okay?
Takže nedovolte diablovi, aby kradol.
But part of that is we have to guard our lips, our words.
A súčasť toho je, ale že treba si dávať pozor na to, čo hovoríme.
Okay, now, okay. Let's look over at Philippians chapter 4.
Ideme do Filipanom 4. kapitola.
Philippians chapter 4.
Filipanom 4. kapitola.
We're talking about habits of successful believers.
Hovoríme stále o zvykoch, ktorý má úspešný kresťan.
Things that we practice in our life that will help us to get where we need to go.
Veci, ktoré nám pomôžu, keď ich budeme praktizovať vo svojom živote, aby sme išli tam, kde máme ísť.
And the fourth one we talked about was the habit of controlling our thought life.
A ten štvrtý zvyk bol, že budeme kontrolovať aj naše myšlienky.
Okay, so you can see how these things we're talking about tie together. Our words, our thoughts, what we listen to.
Vidíte, ako je to pospájané. To, čo hovoríme, čomu načúvame, o čom premýšľame.
Let's read here Philippians chapter 4.
Že Filipenom 4. kapitola.
Let's read from verse 6 down to verse 8.
Čítame si verše 6 až 8.
O nič nebuďte ustarostení, ale vo všetkom s ďakou predkladajte Bohu svoje žiadosti vo všetkých svojich modlitbách a prosbách. A pokoj Boží, ktorý prevyšuje každý rozum, bude hájiť vaše srdcia a vaše mysle v Kristu Ježiši. Napokon premýšľajte, bratia, o všetkom, čo je pravdivé, čo je čestné, čo je spravodlivé, čo je čisté, čo je úbezné, čo je príjemné, o všetkom, čo je cnostné a chváľdené.
I want you to notice verse 8.
Chcem, že si všimli ten 8. verš.
Because he says, brethren, think on these things.
Lebo hovorí, bratia, premýšľajte o týchto veciach.
Okay? Think on these things.
Čiže o týchto veciach premýšľajte.
He didn't say think on negative things.
Nehovorí premýšľajte o negatívnych veciach.
Think about the problem.
Premýšľajte o problémoch.
He began in verse 6, he says, don't be worried about anything.
Šiestý verš už začína tým, nerobte si starosti s ničím.
What is worry?
Čo sú starosti?
Worry is simply fear.
Obavy. To je jednoducho strach.
Worry is simply thinking and believing in the negative.
Tie obavy znamená, že premýšľame o niečom negatívnom a veríme niečomu negatívnemu.
It's sitting there and imagining the worst situation or something happening negative.
Sedíte a predstavujete si nejakú najhoršiu situáciu, niečo negatívne sa stane.
One of the things that I do to help with the Christian school where my wife teaches and my boys go.
Takže moja manželka vyučuje v jednej škole, aj moji chlapci tam chodia, aj to taká kresťanská škola, ja tam pomáham.
It's an international school.
Je to medzinárodná škola.
And so we have many of the teachers are missionary teachers. They come from Canada or the United States.
Mnohí učitelia, ktorí tam vyučujú, sú kresťania z Kanady, z Ameriky.
Okay, and they're missionaries also.
A sú misionári.
And so one of the things I do is I help them with processing their visas to come here.
A ja im pomáham s vízami.
And in the time that I've helped some of them do this, I've had some negative experiences.
A pritom, ako som niektorým pomáhal, tak som zažil aj negatívne skúsenosti.
I've went to the foreign police and had some really not very nice things happen.
Išiel som s nimi na tú cudzineckú políciu a nie veľmi dobré veci sa tam odohrali.
And so, you know, sometimes when I'm preparing these papers and getting ready to go,
čiže keď pripravujem niekedy tieto papiere a pripravujem sa, aby som išiel,
sometimes I've had to deal with worrisome thoughts.
Tak niekedy sa musím vysporiadať aj s určitými obavami, s myšlienkami, ktoré prinášajú obavy.
Sometimes these thoughts will come and I can just, you know, I can imagine something not being right.
Niekedy sa to premieta do tej roviny, že si predstavujem, že keď pôjdem na tú cudzineckú políciu, nejaké veci tam stanú, ktoré nebudú dobré.
And sometimes I've been laying in bed at night getting ready to go to sleep and I was going early the next morning.
Takže niekedy večer predtým, ako skoro ráno tam idem, teda na tú cudzineckú políciu, tak večer ležím.
I begin to have this imagination or these thoughts come.
Tak prichádzajú rôzne predstavy, rôzne myšlienky.
And I imagine going and, you know, something not being right.
Tak si predstavím, že idem tam a pozerám tie papiere a zase tam niečo nie je v poriadku.
And I'll imagine this whole conversation.
A predstavujem si, ako ten rozhovor potom prebieha.
And then them, you know, giving the paperwork and kicking me out of the office.
Hodia mi naspäť tie papiere, vykopnú ma.
You know, and you wake up and your heart is beating fast.
A zobudím sa, srdce mi divoko bije.
You know, in your stomach, it's like a knot, it's all tight.
Aha, žalúdok mi zviera.
And suddenly I think, wait a second, what am I doing?
A teraz si poviem, čo to vlastne robím?
In Jesus' name, I cast that thought down.
A v mene Ježiš, ja dávam preč tie myšlienky.
Lord, I thank you.
Pane, ja ti ďakujem.
Your word says I have favor.
Že tvoje slovo hovorí, že mne prijavia láskavosť.
And so, Lord, I just thank you for favor and peace.
A ja ti ďakujem, že budem tam proste, že ma príjmu dobre a že bude mať pokoj.
And then I have to sit there on purpose think about something good.
A tak úplne vedome sa začnem rozmýšľať o niečom dobrom.
And so I'll imagine going in and the person being nice and saying, "Dobrý deň, vítame, poď sem, tak, co potrebuješ?"
A tak si predstavím, že keď vôjdem do tej kancelárie, že ten, čo tam sedí, že bude príjemný, povie, "Dobrý deň, vítame vás, môžeme vám nejako
pomôcť?" You know, and imagine a wonderful experience.
Čiže ja si predstavujem taký príjemný zážitok.
Okay, see, that is the difference between worry and faith, or faith, fear and faith.
To je rozdiel medzi obavami a medzi vierou.
Okay? Faith is going to think on those things that are good.
Čiže viera bude premýšľať o veciach, ktoré sú dobré.
Faith is going to expect good things.
Viera bude očakávať dobré veci.
It's going to look at things that are true and honest and lovely.
Bude premýšľať o veciach, ktoré sú pravdivé, čestné a milé.
Yes, brother, but these circumstances in front of me, they're true, they're real.
Dobre, brat, ale to, čo zažívame na takých miestach, to je skutočnosť.
Yeah.
Áno.
Okay, but how many of you realize there is a higher truth?
Ale kto si uvedomuje, že je aj vyššia pravda?
Okay, whatever situation you're facing,
nech ste v akejkoľvek situácii.
There is the circumstances.
Áno, v tej situácii sú určité okolnosti.
Yeah, they're real.
Áno, to je skutočnosť.
Okay? The money that you need to pay the bills, that's real.
Peniaze, ktoré potrebujete, aby ste zaplatili účty, to je skutočnosť.
Maybe your company just had to, you know, lay off many people and you don't have a job.
Možno tá spoločnosť, kde pracujete, vyhodila veľa ľudí, prišli ste o zamestnanie.
That's real.
To je skutočnosť.
Okay, maybe there's a problem in a family relationship. That's real.
Aj problém v vzťahoch v rodine, aj to je skutočnosť.
Okay, whatever the situation.
Nie je akákoľvek tá situácia.
But there is a higher truth.
Ale je aj vyššia pravda ako tá pravda tej situácie, v ktorej ste.
And a habit of a successful believer is going to be, I am going to look at God's truth.
A ten úspešný veriaci povie, ja sa budem dívať na Božiu pravdu.
I am going to think, imagine, meditate and think about his answer.
A ja budem premýšľať a budem rozímať na tou Božou odpoveďou, na tým Božím riešením.
Hello. Okay? God says he will meet your needs.
Boh hovorí, že on naplní vaše potreby.
He says, I am Jehovah Jireh.
Ja som Jehovah Jireh.
I'm Jehovah Shalom, your peace.
Jehovah Shalom, váš pokoj.
I'm Jehovah Rohi, your shepherd. I'll take care of you.
Jehovah Rohi, Rohi, to znamená môj pastier.
I am Jehovah Rapha, the Lord your healer.
Jehovah Rapha, Boh, ktorý ťa uzdravuje.
Okay? So see, when we begin to meditate and think about his word, his ways.
Čiže keď začneme premýšľať nad jeho slovom, nad jeho cestami.
Okay. And we have to choose to do that many times.
A veľakrát my sa rozhodujeme, čo budeme robiť.
Okay. Your soul, your emotions, it won't feel like it.
Vaša duša, vaše city, tak to nebudú prežívať často.
And so you don't fight thoughts with thoughts, you fight thoughts with words.
Čiže myšlienky nebudete bojovať proti myšlienkam myšlienkami, ale proti myšlienkam budete bojovať slovami.
Remember what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6.
Je to Matúš 6. kapitola, tam Ježiš hovorí.
My English Bible says, Jesus said this, he says, take no thought saying.
How? Take no thought.
Yeah, he says, don't take a thought,
yes,
but say this.
Tam Ježiš hovorí, nepremýšľajte, ale povedzte toto.
Okay, in Matthew chapter 6.
Matúš 6. kapitola.
I'll have to look up the exact verse for you. In Matthew, here, I'll look it up right now as I'm talking. But here's something that will help us.
Ale je to niečo, čo nám môže pomôcť.
Okay, matter of fact, one of my sons and I were just talking about this the other day.
S mojim synom sme sa nedávno rozprávali.
Because we were talking about how to deal with negative thoughts.
Čo robiť s negatívnymi myšlienkami.
Okay, and verse 31.
Je to verš 31.
Okay, now I'm okay. Let's do a practical exercise here.
Môžeme si to prakticky precvičiť.
Okay. I want all of you to quietly count from 1 to 10 in your mind.
Že aby ste všetci v mysli potichu počítali od 1 do 10.
Okay, so begin.
Teraz začínate, počítate od 1 do 10.
Now tell me out loud your name.
A teraz nahlas povedzte svoje meno.
Okay, now how are you doing on your counting?
Ako to bolo s tým vašim počítaním?
You probably had to stop counting quietly and think about what you were going to say.
Asi ste museli prestať potichu počítať a uvažovať o tom, čo poviete, keď máte povedať svoje meno.
Okay. See, when we realize that we deal with thoughts by speaking the word of God.
Čiže s tými myšlienkami sa vysporiadame tak, že začneme hovoriť slovo Božie.
Okay, so when thoughts are coming to your mind of you know, you're a failure and you can't do this and you know, these feelings and emotions of depression.
Čiže keď vám začínajú prichádzať myšlienky, že no, zase zlyhám, alebo nejaké myšlienky depresívne.
You're feeling condemned.
Cítite sa odsúdený.
Discouraged.
Strácate odvahu.
Negative things.
Negatívne veci.
You know, maybe you're thinking about, you know, somebody that did something to you and you think about it and you just get angry on the inside.
Rozmýšľate o niečom, čo vám niekto urobil a vnútri sa začnete hnievať.
Am I talking to anybody in this room today?
Hovorím tu niekomu v tejto miestnosti.
Yes. Jedenka, dobře, okay. One person, dobrý, okay. Jeden, dva, okay. Tři, okay. We've all dealt with these things, haven't we?
Čiže všetci mávame takéto situácie.
Okay. What do you do?
Čo robíte?
You begin to speak the word.
Začnete hovoriť slovo.
Okay. Think on these things.
Premýšľajte o týchto veciach.
You begin to say, Lord, I thank you that you love me.
Pane, ďakujem ti, že ma miluješ.
And you can say it quietly. You don't have to say it where everybody hears you.
Môžete to povedať aj potichu, nie tak, aby vás všetci počuli.
Okay, see, this is the importance of putting the word of God into your heart.
A to je, vtedy je dôležité mať to slovo Božie vo svojom srdci a dávať si ho tam.
Memorizing the scriptures.
Naspamäť sa učiť verše.
Because then it's like a well that you have inside of you.
To je ako studňa, ktorú máte vo svojom vnútri.
And you can pull it out and begin to speak it.
A môžete z nej čerpať a môžete to slovo začať hovoriť.
And you can just say, Lord, I thank you that you love me.
Pane, ďakujem ti, že ma miluješ.
Your word says I'm accepted in your kingdom.
Tvoje slovo hovorí, že som prijatý v tvojom kráľovstve.
You said that I'm highly favored.
Že mám že je to dobre so mnou.
You said that I'm the apple of your eye.
Som zenicou tvojho oka.
Okay? That your word says that I'm victorious. I'm more than a conqueror.
Tvoje slovo hovorí, že som víťaz, že som viac ako víťaz.
And so you can just begin to speak the word of God that answers that situation, those thoughts, those feelings that are coming.
Čiže môžete slovom Božím, tým, že ho budete nahlas hovoriť, reagovať na tú situáciu alebo na tie myšlienky.
You know, there's been times when we didn't have enough money to pay our bills.
Boli situácie, keď sme nemali dosť peňazí, aby sme zaplatili účty.
I didn't even have enough money to pay my rent.
Podnájom, aby sme zaplatili.
And you know, thoughts would come. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
A myšlienky začali prichádzať. Čo budeš robiť?
I just say, Lord, I thank you that you're my source.
Pane, ďakujem, že ty si mojím zdrojom.
You know, when those thoughts of fear, pictures of failure would come,
ak ten strach príde alebo rôzne obrazy toho, že niečo nepôjde dobre,
I would think on the word of God.
Budem premýšľať nad slovom Božím.
I just begin to say, Lord, thank you that you're my source.
Začnem hovoriť, Pane, ďakujem ti, že ty si mojím zdrojom.
Lord, thank you that you meet all my needs.
Ďakujem, že ty naplňa všetky moje potreby.
Lord, I thank you. You know what we need. I thank you for money to pay the rent, money to pay bills.
Pane, ja ti ďakujem, že ty vieš, čo potrebujeme. Ďakujem, že ty máš peniaze, aby sme zaplatili tie účty, aj tie nájomné.
And I just, you know, every time those thoughts would come, I just speak the word.
Čiže vtedy, keď mi tieto myšlienky prišli, tak som začal hovoriť slovo Božie.
And you know, the Lord took care of it.
A Pán sa postaral.
Okay? And I could live in peace.
A mohol som žiť v pokoji.
I didn't have to sit around and go all day long.
Nemusel som takto celý deň
what am I
going to
do? You know,
čo budem
you
robiť?
Know, lose sleep at night? Oh,
ani v noci by som sa nevyspal.
You know, laying there all night trying to figure out how it's going to work.
A stále by som premýšľal, ako to riešiť.
I could go to sleep and sleep good.
Takže som aj dobre spal.
Okay? So, we think on God's word.
Čiže premýšľame nad Božím slovom.
Okay, does that make sense?
Čiže dáva nám to zmysel.
Okay, praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, so I'll tell you what, let's take a break.
Takže ešte jednu prestávku si dáme.
We still have a few more to talk about.
A ešte chvíľočku potom budeme hovoriť.
So let's take a short break and we'll come back, all right?
Takže krátku prestávku.